Hello and welcome back to the Bring Mit podcast.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Something I've just been reminded of to avoid this time is to stop moving around in my chair, because I was listening to the recording back last time and you can just hear creaking like the whole time.
I'm going to get off my squeaky chair then.
Yeah, it's like I'm moving around a deck in a pirate ship. It's really bad.
My chair makes no noise.
What kind of chair have you got?
I'm just, it's like a wooden chair.
Yeah, lack of comfort. Yeah.
Tell me more. No, joking.
It's got some leather on it as well, but okay. I don't know if it's real leather.
So what we decided to do this week was to have a look at the best delivered lines by actors in film/TV history, with big emphasis on the actual delivery rather than the iconicness of the line, etc.
Or what
because
they say.
That would change it drastically, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
We don't write it. I didn't want writing to come into this. I wanted it to be like a line that was maybe when it was written down, meh, who cares? When it's said, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the vibe.
I'm not going to lie. I did do what you said there, but I went for a load of these quotes and I thought, the writing is really good, but the delivery is what makes it. So I've kind of got a load of them there as
well. That's fair enough.
That's fine.
As long as the delivery like reaches those top percentile numbers.
Like one that kind of first came to my head that it's not delivered badly at all, but it's definitely what they say that is the reason the line is iconic is the Gladiator one. My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Yeah.
It's not said badly at all, but it's definitely more iconic for what he's saying than how he says it.
Yeah, definitely. By the way, forgot to mention the structure. So we go with the film first, see if anyone can buzz in and guess it. Then go with the character or the actor. That actor will do fine.
Yeah.
But and then you have to try and guess the line from there. Just to add a little bit of flair. You
know? Good flair. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll start with the thing that made me think of this as an idea, because I remember thinking, wow, there's nothing to that line, but it was so funny. And it comes from probably the Cornetto trilogy film that I feel like maybe gets the more hype than I thought it deserved compared to the other two, and that's Hot Fuzz.
You mean the best one?
Well, it's not better than Shaun of the Dead, is it? Come on.
Oh, yeah, for me it is. I prefer it.
I think it's better. It's definitely better than World's End.
Yeah.
Yeah, I generally think they're about equal. I usually push back against.
What, you think World's End is the same as the other two?
Yeah, it's different. It's not as funny. It's not as funny, but it's got gravity. It's good for different reasons. So if you fell in love with the Cornetto trilogy because of the jokes, then yeah, there's probably going to prefer the other two. But I think The World's End has got like some like good emotional gravitas.
Fair enough.
Anyway, Hot Fuzz. Who do you think the actor or the character is that said the line? What pops to mind when you think of Hot Fuzz in terms of?
Well,
Nick Frost.
No, not Nick Frost.
The line that pops to my mind is said by a character that I don't remember who it is and who acted it.
Give me any clue.
About swans and killers. Just
no, it's not that.
Okay.
I'll give you one more guess and I'll get
Ashton. Is it The Hound?
No, it's not. It is Andy Mainwright or Wainwright, who is one of the constable officers who are like, they don't like Sergeant Angel.
Yeah.
What line do you think it is?
No idea.
Okay, it is. Okay, in fact, I'll get the clip. I'll get the clip up and present it because we know how to do that now. Savvy.
You do. That's savvy.
But it's the bit where he says, where Sergeant Angel, he takes a sip of his drink, and he gets like a little foamy moustache, and he goes, "You got a moustache," and he goes, "I know."
Okay, yeah, I do remember that one.
Just one of my favourite moments. Hang on. I hope this picks up because it's brilliant.
Got a mustache. I know.
that is very well delivered. That is.
That literally, and I actually think that's the best one on my list in terms of bringing something to a line that had basically nothing to it. So yeah, that's the first one.
Yeah, it's a very good one. My first one, I don't think Henry's seen this film. It's more iconic because it's so incredibly over the top, the way he says it, but it's so funny. Mm. It's a line that is just funny because he says it that way. And the film is Wicker Man.
Haven't seen.
The bees.
Yeah, I want Henry to hear this just because.
Yeah, play it.
Does it need context to make it funnier, though?
No.
No, you just need to listen to the way he says it.
Nice.
What is that? Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees! Ah! Oh,
no,
my eyes!
Ah! Oh, it's just ridiculous, really, but I love it.
Not the bees!
it's one of those ones that I watched that film once and it was like one of the worst films I've ever seen, but that line is just permanently ingrained into my head.
It's so funny that it's like it's a remake of like a classic gothic horror film.
Yeah,
so
yeah. They did that with it. Oh, yeah. So
horrendous. Right, so for my first one, you might be able to find a clip for it. I don't know. You probably don't need to. It's from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Right.
Yes.
Was it Bruce Lee?
No.
Is it Brad Pitt?
Yes.
Was it the bit where he says, "Are you real?"
No.
Is it?
I can give Tom a guess.
The fucking Rick Dalton.
No.
That line is.
It's don't cry in front of the Mexicans.
Oh yeah.
Or is it don't let the Mexicans see you cry? Whatever it is he says.
What was the context of that?
Rick's coming out from like an interview where they want him to like act in a spaghetti western, and he's upset because he thinks he's done in Hollywood, and he's like crying in front of the valet guy, and Brad Pitt goes, "Don't cry in front of the Mexicans."
That's good.
I've actually got the clip. One second. That was some extra fast surfing from me.
That is extra fast.
Well done.
Well, he's just found the wrong thing. Pardon me.
Shalom, buddy. Who has been? What are you talking about? What did that guy tell you?
Told me the goddamn truth is what he told me.
Whoa. Hey.
I'm sorry about that.
Here, put these on. Don't cry in front of the Mexican.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough, solid. Nice.
All right, Henry, you're on.
I don't know if I should get him up. Now I know how easy it is, I don't know if I get a clip up for all of these. It would just absolutely suck if like none of these were getting picked up.
Some of them, I just want to do my impressions for. I think that's all you need.
Okay, yeah, I think we should stick to that, unless it's something that we're like, oh, hang on, do we remember that? Okay. Okay, I'll skip one of these and come back to it if we're running out.
Ooh.
I've got two from Pulp Fiction. I literally couldn't decide between them. And I don't think you'll guess. I don't think you'll guess either of them. One of them you might guess.
Hopefully, one of them is the best line delivery in the film from Samuel L. Jackson.
No.
Well, the writing was wrong then.
the writing for his little soliloquy was great, but I don't think it.
That's not even. I just think the delivery of English motherfucker. Do you speak it? It's not even what he says, it's just the way he says it is like the most iconic bit in that film.
There was another one of my examples is his line, and then another is from actually Quentin Tarantino, and it's not the horrible one. It's not
that's
the nasty
stay
one. No. I saw a lot of people say that Quentin Tarantino is a terrible actor, and I thought in that scene he was actually really magnetic.
He's awful, but he's not great.
I don't think he's that bad.
Something's chugging away in the background for one of you, so.
Sorry.
So you want to guess either the Quentin Tarantino line or the Jules line?
No.
Is the Jules one Say what again, motherfucker?
No.
Oh.
That's a shame.
I don't remember the Tarantino bits.
Okay, fine. The jewels, what is that noise?
It's a kettle.
It's a kettle?
Yeah, a kettle.
Blimey. Okay, right. Okay, the jewels one is... Point the gun at me, there you go.
What did you say?
It's point the gun at me, there you go. It's when, it's when she like she points the gun at I've forgotten John Travolta's name in the thing, but it's when Vincent he points Vega. The gun. Yeah, it's when she points the gun at him. He's like, no, you're not gonna do anything. Point the gun at me. There you go. Stay with me. And the other one is when he goes. He's talking about the coffee and how good it is, and he's like, knock it off. I'm the one who buys it. I know how good it is. I just love that scene so much. Yeah. I think it's one of my favourite scenes in the whole film. I don't know why. Just because he's so well respected and so like formidable as a villain, I suppose. Mm. And then he just goes into this guy's house wearing a dressing gown and just respects him, I guess. And gets shut down.
I mean, very good ones. Very good ones. I've got anyway. I've got two here from a film Henry hasn't seen, so Rory, this will be up to you. The sequel to Alien, Aliens. That is the film, and I've got two from that film.
I've got one from that as well. So
one of them's probably the same.
Is it Get Away From Her, You Bitch?
That's one of them, yeah. That's such a fucking good line from Sigourney Weaver. That is such a good one. Can you guess the other one?
Is it Game Over, Man?
Yeah, well done. You got both of them. Bill Paxton and Sigourney Weaver, just two incredible pieces of delivery.
They're very simple, aren't they?
Yeah, the Bill Paxton one as well is funny because he doesn't speak like that any other time in a film, and then he's just randomly goes, "Game over, man! Game over!" Just out of nowhere.
You should play that one, Henry. Play Game Over.
That'd be
so easy to find as well.
Mm.
And the "Get away from her, you bitch" is just one of the most iconic lines, I think, in like
film history.
Yeah. Get away from her, you bitch.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then they copied it in Harry Potter.
Yeah, I see. When I was looking at that line, I thought I've heard that somewhere else.
Yeah, same.
And they give it to Mother Weasley. I can't remember her name.
Molly.
Strange person to.
Here it is.
Well, that's great. That's just fucking great, man. Now what the fuck are we supposed to do? We're some real pretty shit now, man.
You finished.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over. What the fuck are we gonna do now? What are we gonna do?
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
We better get back, because it'll be dark soon, and they mostly come at night.
I assume that was it, yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Game over, man.
Who are we on? Rory?
Yeah, we're on me, boy. Nice. Right. I will go. Right, so this is from... Which one do I want to do? Sorry, right. This one is from a character called Monroe Fuchs.
Alright.
It's embarrassing.
Hey, oh, okay. I was going to say, it's not another Fuchs, is it?
No.
Other Fuchs.
It's in Barry. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, shit. Okay. I know where it's going to be then.
Yeah.
Is it, what are you?
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
I've not laughed at something in a show that much.
I was not expecting it as well. Because in that scene, that they opted for silence as their comedy... In terms of how they made something funny, they just sort of stared in silence often. And so I thought, as soon as they sort of had that little two shot of them in the car, I was like, oh, it's just going to be like staring in silence now. So it really caught me off guard with that.
That whole episode was just such a switch up from the rest of Barry. And I think it made it funnier because it just became just ridiculous, but really well done. So yeah, that's one of the best lines.
Usually I look ahead at episodes to see which ones I've got to look forward to, which is not a good habit, I know, but I actually didn't see that one coming. I'd forgotten to look. So I was just so shocked at how funny that episode was.
Yeah. There's quite a few different parts. Maybe not lines from that one, but parts that are up there.
Yeah. It's a very, very unique show, I found.
Yeah, there's not a lot like it.
No.
Anywho, background to me, is it? Yeah,
back, that was a good line delivery from you there, Henry.
Yeah, I tried to be an actor.
Mm.
But,
did you?
No, that's a lie, I haven't.
You got us a...
I've got a lot of like decent ones here, and I want to maybe I'll do a little reel of them later, maybe all the decent ones. Okay, I'll go because we've been doing comedy ones quite a bit now. I'll go with the classic from Breaking. Oh, I say the classic. There's no way you'll get it actually. I don't think you'll get it because there's too many classics in the way.
Right.
Of Breaking Bad, right?
I thought you said you didn't have any TV shows.
Oh, I thought I didn't.
Okay. Is it from Jesse?
No.
Ah, well, okay.
Is it from Walt?
Yep.
Is it That's I Am the so One Who many. Knocks?
No.
Oh.
Was it Say My Name?
No.
Okay. Is it You're Goddamn Right?
No. Is these it, are more iconic than these are more iconic, I feel like, than
is it,
than
is
like
it,
pure acting masterclass.
Is it I've Got Cancer, Skylar?
No, oh, I Am the One Who Knocks, actually. I Am the One Who Knocks was really good acting. I should have besmirched that one.
Jesse!
No.
I've got a cock!
Okay, I'll give you a clue. Garage.
I'm making meth. It's been a while since I've watched the show, Henry.
Is it Walt Jr. Do Your Homework?
Your American accents are terrible. I've been bigging up Hugh Laurie's American accent in house, but also secretly thinking, oh, it's kind of easy to do an American accent, and then you do get out of that.
I mean, I wasn't really trying to do one. I wasn't trying to sound like him when I said, I'm making meth.
Can I have another go at it to prove that I'm good at it?
Oh, I thought you were going to guess.
No. Okay. Walt Jr., do your homework.
Why has he gone Southern?
Because that's the only
they're,
one I
they're
could
in
do.
Alabama, aren't they? That is Southern.
He's Isn't not Southern, from? Though.
Yeah, but it's filmed Southern.
Anyway, it's where he says, if what you say is
oh,
true,
what a line.
Not who you say it is. Wait, I can't remember the bit building up to it, but he goes, maybe your best course would be to tread lightly.
Was that your impression?
It's difficult to do. That's my whole point. It's difficult to replicate. He says the whole thing a little bit feebly. He goes right into the line, like a bit shaky because he's just been punched as well in the scene.
Oh yeah.
He goes into it really shakily, and then he drops his voice right down to baseline levels with tread lightly.
That's fair.
And I remember just being like blown away by how good that delivery was. But I think it's easily the best of the show, actually.
It is, yeah. I do remember it now that you've said it, so I do think it's very good. I know Henry was steering away from comedy, but I'm just going to steer us right back into comedy. this is from 21 Jump Street. The new one, not the like TV show from the 70s or whenever it came out.
I thought you meant the new one as in 22 Jump Street. I that wrong. I watched 21 Jump Street like twice, but I can't remember.
I'm going to be useless.
There's
here.
So many. There's so many lines, and I don't necessarily think there's one that stuck out for me.
Jonah Hill. It's line delivery, comedic line delivery at its finest.
Is it? My name is Jeff.
No,
that's 22.
That's 22, and also Channing Tatum. So you got both.
Yeah, I just wanted to say.
Well
it.
Done. No, I don't remember. I don't remember anything.
It's
no.
It's the bit in the film where they're like going back into the office and they're talking to the other two girls that are also undercover as cheerleaders, and then one of them says something, and then Jonah Hill just goes, "We're not finger popping each other's assholes."
No, I don't remember that at all.
Do you not remember that? That's such a good line. Oh my god, you're gonna need to talk for a bit here because I need to find that.
Well, you know, 21 Jump Street is a great comedy.
Well, it was made in the year 2012.
Oh, thank you for that. Thank you for that trivia. Do you remember how much of a meme my name's Jeff is?
Oh, yes, I do.
To be fair,
my name is Jeff.
I was going on I was going on Reddit to find some lines, and that was one of them, and I was just like, that is like such an overused one that it's not even that funny. I found it, everyone. Good work.
It was just out of pocket, I think.
Yeah.
That line. That was why it was so...
Get a pinky.
Right.
Do you like peanut...
You cracked the whole case. Great job. You guys are on fire. So proud.
Like, you could do any better?
We just got down a group of wannabe thugs stripping down cars in the Garfield High Metal Shop. Meanwhile, you two were standing around, finger popping each other's assholes.
What we're doing... He's getting shit done.
We're now papping each other's assholes.
So is it Jonah Hill then?
No, it is. He repeats it after.
Oh, I didn't hear that bit.
Well,
we were laughing.
Perfect. well done. You've ruined it.
I think we leave it there. Yeah. Right.
Right. So this one is from the film Silence of the Lambs. Ooh. I've put Silence of the Lamb on here. That's not what I meant.
Was it?
It's
got... I ate her with fava beans.
No.
Yep.
I thought it was going to be just that.
I was trying to cram at some point, Tom, and I looked at the top 10 lines ever list, and I think that was on it, so I thought Rory probably took that shortcut too.
I think. He says, Tick. It's when. Clarice. I think that's.
That's good. But I like the ending bit of, and the nice Chianti.
Hmm.
I just thought that was...
nipples, doesn't
are you
it?
Both looking at the same list?
Probably. I don't think I even used anything from the list because it just came out of the iconic stuff rather than well delivered lines. It was not the criteria was so hard. Mm. I thought the criteria was really really hard to actually find lists for. I had to kind of just wheedle them out.
To be fair, a lot of these I've got here because I just find myself repeating them all the time.
Hmm. Right, okay, I'll go with my next one, and it's from Zoolander.
Zoolander.
And I don't think you'll guess this one either, because it was kind of hidden away.
Is it said by Ben Stiller?
Nope.
Owen Wilson?
Nope.
The other ones?
Which one?
The other ones in the film. Rachel McAdams, is she in it? Amy Adams? I can't remember who the woman
Ferrell.
Is.
Will Ferrell.
Yes, it is said by Will Ferrell.
Oh, yay. I don't know. I couldn't tell you a single line from that.
Is it? Is it, kill the Malaysian Prime Minister?
No, it is. Actually, I'll just show you. This would be a cool thing. Actually, no, I need to say it in case this doesn't... Unless people don't hear when we play this clip and they just get silent. It's the bit where he goes... Where he's like... He's like sewing. He's like, so. Do you know his role in the film? He's like a model, agent.
I have seen it. It's just been a long time.
He's sewing up some model's like dress while she's wearing it or something, and he accidentally pricks her, and she goes ah. And he says, "I'm sorry. Did my pin get in the way of your ass? Go lose 5 pounds." All right, here we go. Got it all ready to the second.
Good man.
Now, is... Oh, I'm sorry. Did my pen get in the way of your ass? Do me a favor and lose 5 pounds immediately or get out of my building right now!
There's so many Will Ferrell clips you could pick for... There's so many.
Mm. He is the best part of that film. And honestly, Ben Stiller is really, really good in it, but not even comparable. Thomas...
I hope you two are ready for some top quality impressions.
Oh, by the way,
one.
Should we do that? That's included in my one of my last two. Should we do two more each, and then we'll just do a big reel, like a quick reel of our honourable mentions? So pick two of the best ones.
God, I've got so many left. Well, this one is from Shrek 4.
Neither are.
Hell yeah.
I love you, Daddy.
Do
it. I love you, Daddy.
but
don't think we need the clip.
Iconic. You don't. Honestly, that is iconic.
Do the war. Get it right. The rest of the film's not amazing, but that bit is very funny.
Just
I love you, Daddy.
You probably haven't seen it.
Shrek Forever After, it's not that.
No, it is, yeah. Shrek 4.
Yeah, I've seen that. Although I wasn't that bothered by it.
Yeah, but yeah, it's not great, but that just it's iconic.
My uni mate said he cried watching that.
What in what like from laughter, like sadness, and just
sadness, I think.
I mean, it's not the happiest film.
Yeah.
So
well, that would be the opposite of sadness. Anyway, what was that?
My one is from Blade Runner.
Oh. Is it the lost tears in the rain?
Yeah, which is incredibly well written, but I think the delivery with the rain tipping down Rutger Hauer's face.
Yeah.
And just sort of, I think the context helps it as well, because obviously he's about to die, but just the delivery of that is almost perfect.
It's beautiful.
It's like one of the most poetic lines in cinema. Whatever your feelings about the film as a whole are, I think that's one of the best.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's beautifully made. You could put that in, Henry. It's probably there somewhere.
Might require some waffle from that's, people.
Rory, what is your favourite letter in Blade Runner?
Probably the R. Is it mainly because? Because my name begins with an R. Yeah.
It's your name is 50% R. At least your first name.
You're right.
Which is ridiculous. And then it ends in R as well. Your last name, that is.
Yes,
and even
you're
in
right,
your
yeah.
middle name, there's one.
Yeah, there I is. Hate to, I hate to tell you that was all a waste, but there's all the clips I'm finding are just too long. It's going to take me too long to find it.
It's a good thing. Me and Rory have such good small talk.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Yeah.
What's your favourite? Before we move on, what's your favourite letter in Blade Runner, Tom?
None of them are in my first name.
But you could still
unless
have a favourite.
Unless I do my like full first name. But I think B. I just like the letter.
Yeah, it's nice. It sort of looks like an 8.
Yeah,
do you like 8?
Not really, no.
Oh, all right.
I think it's a aesthetically pleasing letter.
I'd agree.
Yeah. Anyway. Right.
Go on, Henry.
Jesus Christ. That's awful.
Okay, you're just jealous.
Picking a last one is going to be basically impossible.
I've got so many. There's so many I've got.
I want to say... you know what? I think because this is iconic, I'll include it in my honorable mentions because I won't need to play it.
Yeah.
I think I'll go with Step Brothers. I don't want to say any more because you can guess.
I mean, there's a lot. Is it just when he sings at the end?
No, it's not a line, Tom.
Do you not have lines in songs?
Yeah, but then how would you pick one?
That's right, Henry.
Is it? I'm going to put my balls on your drum set.
Nope.
Oh.
I'll give you a clue. It's not one of the brothers. Shit, this is going to ruin it. It's not one of the central brothers.
Is it Adam Scott's character?
Yeah.
Is
damn it,
it. Is it when they're singing in the car?
Nope.
Oh. Ah, oh, I don't know. Then.
Is it when they're in the treehouse?
I'll give you a clue. It's when they're sitting around eating dinner.
I love this dinner, Mum. Lovely stuff. Fuck you, brother. Is it that one?
No, it's where he goes, guilty as charged with the stories.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Not really, no.
It's when that dad or the stepdad is being a proper like brown nose towards him going, oh, I just love all these stories. And he's going all like starry-eyed and he's just like sitting there all arrogant. I can play it quickly. It's like I found a 3-second clip. It's beautiful.
Guilty as charged with the story.
That is excellent.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's the best line delivery from the whole film, though.
No.
It's my favourite.
Fair enough.
Just because of how obnoxious he made himself.
Fair enough. Alright. For my last one, because I can't pick. To be fair, one of these... a couple of these I can do as an honourable mention. So for this one, I am going to go with the film, you're going to be able to guess what it is straight away.
Whiplash.
No. The film is The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, I bet it's the same as Why So Serious.
No, that's not The Dark Knight Rises.
No, it's obviously
Rises.
The one he was put saying on the PlayStation the other day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, what about a shooter man?
You can't let that count. You can't put Bada Bada and like, use that ability.
I remember about on PlayStation is Tom going, shoot a man!
Oh, well, don't
perhaps
worry.
He's wondering why someone would shoot a man before throwing him out of a plane.
Yeah.
To be fair, that is one of the ones I've got down, but I had two down. But I'll show you how it's done, boys.
Well, perhaps he's wondering why someone would shoot a man before throwing him out of a plane.
There you go. Do you want to hear the other one?
Yeah.
The other one is,
do you feel in charge?
There you go.
I think that's a better one.
Alright. Well, Henry, everyone's got their own opinions, mate.
Well, it was one you selected. I don't know why you're getting all offended about your other choice.
I don't know.
Nah, that's not on Henry.
Yeah,
okay.
Honestly.
So, Rory, before we do our real honorable mentions.
Mine's from Goodfellas.
Is it?
Oh, it's Joe Pesci, isn't it?
I'm the Goodfella. Oh.
Yeah, that's it. Do the rest of the line, Tom. You're onto something there.
What are you going to say, do the rest of the film? Chapter one. Yeah, I've always wanted to be a gangster.
Joe Pesci.
It's where he says, oh, you think I'm a funny guy, do you?
It's, funny how? Like, ha-ha funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how I didn't immediately think of that.
All the rest of mine were quite obvious, so I just picked one that I really liked.
Fair enough.
It's one of the best scenes in the film.
Right, honourable mentions. Quick, I'll just go through mine very quickly. I struggled to find a line from Matthew McConaughey's speech in Wolf of Wall Street, but when he was like, it's Fugazi, that was my favourite bit.
Mm.
Fair enough. It's fairy dust, it doesn't exist. That was my favourite
bit.
Good
accent.
Thank you.
Are you doing all of yours and then all of mine?
Yeah, I'll do all of mine because I can say it quite quickly.
Cool.
Black Phone, when Ethan Hawke says, never mind or what?
That's actually a very good niche shout, actually. That is Ethan Hawke. All of Ethan Hawke's lines in that are just brilliant.
I've got The Dark Knight Joker, and I struggled to find one for this one. It was, I don't want to kill you. Why would I do it without you?
That's pretty good. I've got one for The Joker, and it's not even that.
And then I've got In Bruges when Colin Farrell says, I killed a little boy. The way he says it was very heartbreaking.
Mm. Yeah.
Then I've got Liar Liar. Have you seen Liar Liar? I don't know. We've never talked about it.
Yeah, very long ago.
When Fletcher Reed says, and the truth shall set you free.
I do remember that bit, actually, yeah.
I also like when he does he mimics his opposition barrister.
Mm.
Where he goes, you want to play ball? Thank you. And then I've got You Shall Not Pass.
Stuff. Yeah, great. Good options.
That was the one from the preview. Yeah, that's all of mine. All right. So, go ahead.
I'll go through mine quickly. Firstly, very, very obvious one. Gerard Butler, 300, This is Sparta.
Yeah,
very good. One from Thanos. I like it when he says... I just like the. I mean, all his voice is really cool in those films. So any of them you could have gone with, but I went with Dread It, Run From It, Destiny Arrives, all the same. That's a good one. Andrew Garfield, Social Network, obvious. Sorry, my Pradas are at the cleaners, along with my hoodie and my fuck you flip-flops, you pretentious douchebag. Good writing, great delivery.
Nice.
The one I went with from The Joker in The Dark Knight is the bit at the end when he thinks the things are going to blow up and he just goes, and here we go. Simple line, great delivery. I don't know if Henry's seen this film, but Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Caesar, the very first time any of the apes speak, literally gives me goosebumps every time I watch it. All he says is the word, like, no, but the way he shouts it at Tom Felton gives me goosebumps every time.
I've seen that film.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That line delivery is sick. Andy Serkis, legend. And my last one is from Whiplash. It's not J.K. Simmons though. It's Miles Teller when he shouts, "Hey, fuck off, Johnny Utah! Turn my pages, bitch."
Nice.
Good line. That's all about.
Very nice.
I've just thought of two. They're both from Banshees of Inisherin. In Bruges, sort of knocked my memory. Barry Keogh going, this house is depressing.
I'm glad you said a different one from the one I thought you were going to say.
I also had, obviously, I'm going to go do that thing over there.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to go, well,
there goes
that dream then.
That too, yeah.
When he yells wild as well.
Yeah.
Wild! Was it fucking depressing?
This house is depressing. I've also got, hey, I'm walking here. Good. Dustin Hoffman, Midnight Cowboy.
Not from Rick and Morty.
Also.
Oh, yeah, all that. We're walking here.
Improvised, because that car wasn't meant to nearly hit them.
Yeah.
Fact for you.
That's quite cool.
Yeah.
I also have Bond, James Bond.
Which one?
From Sean Connery.
Obviously Sean Connery. Can you not tell?
Sean Connery is the... Yeah, Sean Connery is the iconic one.
The name's Bond.
They're all pretty iconic, aren't they?
Yeah,
but he's got
the iconic, most iconic voice of them.
And he's got the most James Bond films as well, I think.
Is he?
I'm pretty sure. He was on it for like a really long stretch.
Yeah.
I'm not even a huge Bond fan, so that might be wrong. I've got Robert De Niro. You talking to me?
Good.
I don't see anyone else standing here. You must be talking to me. Taxi Driver, obviously. Brad Pitt, 7. What's in the box?
I had one from 7, but I decided to delete it because I didn't think Kevin Spacey deserved any time.
Well, I mean, you could say it.
It's just when he walks in the first time he's on screen and he screams detective. Just sick.
Yeah. Nice. That is class. I had Ki-hi Kwan. Is that how you say his name?
Ki-hui Kwan, I think.
And then... In another life, I would have really liked to fold laundry with you. Or whatever it is he says. I think I might have said that wrong. And then Say What Again, Motherfucker.
Say
Samuel Jackson.
Again, Motherfucker.
Nice. Pulp Fiction. And that's all of mine.
Gorgeous. I think we had a nice wide range. Shall we all vote for the best one? And obviously it's... Do the war. Alice, Daddy.
I can't go beyond my favourite, which was the Hot Fuzz one.
I vote for Tom's impression of Bane.
Ah, thank you.
It's not a feature though, don't count.
Still good though.
Yeah.
It swayed me. It's charmed me.
Patrick sways you. He's an actor.
Yeah.
And this is
he's dead as well.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Well, he was an actor.
He was.
Do not talk ill of the dead.
He was in the film Ghost and Dirty Dancing.
I have seen Ghost.
Have you seen Dirty Dancing?
No.
Ah, fair enough.
I have.
It's pretty good.
Nobody puts Baby in a Corner. That could be another one we could say.
You know,
he's like, hey, I'm Patrick Swayze.
You know Whoopi Goldberg?
Yes, I do know Whoopi Goldberg.
He fought her corner. He said he wouldn't do the film without her.
Ah. He seemed like a nice man from all accounts.
Yeah.
R.I.P., man.
That's quite a good way to end. Yeah, so hope you've enjoyed this episode of Bring 'Em It podcast. We really need an outro jingle so it sounds really official, because at the moment it just sounds like people are boycotting our conversation. It doesn't really count.
Worry, go on.
Yangy dangy doozy.
Well, you want me to do an outro?
Yeah.
Goodbye, goodbye. We've had a lot of fun.
Is that it?
Right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.